is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of TR Publications, and this is a special podcast for Telecom Reseller and the Cloud Communications Alliance. And today I'm speaking with Rick Knight, who's the co-founder and EVP of Sales and Marketing for Peerless Network. Rick, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate the time and the opportunity.
Well, I'm excited that we're going to be having this podcast. We're going to learn more about Peerless Network, and we're going to also learn about some of the unique things that Peerless Network is doing. So first of all, Rick, what's happening with Peerless Network? What are you? What is Peerless Network?
Well, yeah, Doug, I appreciate you asking the question. Here's the thing. We started the company back in 2008. Our whole model back in 2008 was really to provide an alternative to the RBox on switched access tandem services. And what that really did was allow CLECs, IXCs, PTTs, wireless companies, which were connected to the majority of them, to really find an alternative to route traffic in between customers. And as we grew the business, we continued to add additional layers of services and products on top of that, from our DIDs, our telephone numbers that are used by major conferencing companies, voice over IP providers, to major enterprise and customers that are in the marketplace today, to adding on LD, local termination, and then going on and building SIP trunking and cloud PBX services. So we really are a full-service telecommunications company that developed a network that was based on one complete seamless network, not only in the United States, but also in Canada and the UK as well.
You know, Rick, a lot of companies that have the word network in their name put an S at the end, networks. Why no S?
Well, because the old technology was you used to sit and you'd build out one network in New York City, one network in Dallas, one network in Kansas City or Miami. We built the network infrastructure to be one nationwide network, and it also now, including international with the UK and Canada as well, it's one seamless IP backbone network that is one huge network, not separate individual networks. And by having one complete network, it allows you to have increased redundancy, increased quality of service, and allows you to really build new products and services and roll them out quicker and faster than you could do in the past.
So I understand that you've taken this background and history of offering choice and easy ease of migration into the world of Microsoft Teams.
That is correct. And the key thing is we really built the company culture on being a disruptor in the marketplace, right? And the key thing is we have today over 2 million SIP channels in a network today to customers. And the key thing with Microsoft Teams is what we can do today is when you go and buy Microsoft Teams, you are really obligated to go ahead and buy a license or a seat for each one of your users. And then they charge you additional charges for each seat for them to make local calls, LD calls, but international calls. What we're able to do in the solution we developed is you're now allowed to configure our SIP channels off the back of off of Microsoft Teams. And what ends up happening in that environment is instead of having to have a channel for each one of your users, you can now select the number of channels based on usage. Not everyone's going to be picking up the phone at the same time. So if you have 10 employees, you probably only need 4 or 5 SIP trunks for that service off the back of Microsoft Teams, which will give you savings of anywhere probably from 40 to 50% and also give you increased quality and services by utilizing our diverse IP backbone network.
So you basically have both a SIP trunking and a Teams story.
That is correct. Both of them work hand in hand with each other. It's just one functionality off of our SIP trunking product and service that we have today. And all of that is managed directly through an online portal that allows customers to go ahead and add additional lines or channels, add phone numbers, add additional employees to the network right from their own desk. They no longer have to pick up a call, schedule it with a person internally within Peerless to do it. They have the ability to do it right at their desk in real time. They're able to see CDRs and everything right off of the portal, really making our network their network and giving a great ease of service to the customers to manage their own network.
Now, even as we're talking about SIP trunking and the Microsoft Teams story, You also offer Cloud PBX.
That is correct. And once again, from a Cloud PBX perspective, we provide the full feature functionality, and it's all done through our portal again. So what ends up happening is an office manager, telecom manager can go ahead and really set up their customers and their users right from the portal. What that does is give them great flexibility in setting up restrictions, seeing call records in real time, seeing billing in real time, what the usage is. They're able to see who's on the phone. They can do recordings on it. It's a full feature functionality product that allows our customers, our enterprise customers, to go ahead and really set up their customers and manage their network. So in the past, where you would have to call someone to add a seat or do something, you now have the full feature functionality to do that directly from the portal and add on users or disconnect users in real time.
Now, we've also been talking a lot here at TR about Sturshaken, but it's been mostly a carrier story so far. I understand you have a message to the enterprise, too.
Yeah, that is correct. We are, Peerless was one of the first four telecommunications companies to fully implement Sturshaken within inside the network. We work very closely with our customers in getting it tested and turned up, looking at their applications, making sure they have the right attestation for their business and getting it done. Our full team walks them through every step of the process and making sure they're Sturshaken compliant and getting the right attestation for their service so their calls go through.
You know, throughout our conversation so far, it sounds like you guys sort of leverage some of the technology innovations you create again and again to create something of a value proposition.
Yeah, the key thing from a value proposition is we really allow from a one-stop perspective, right, to really allow customers to manage their network without having to build out a whole team of individuals and to manage their costs. It's very easy. They can go ahead and do it directly from our portals, manage it, make sure that they're having the right level of capacity and services there. But more importantly, it really allows them, especially some of our larger enterprise customers, we're also able to white label it to sort of make it their network. So for example, if you want to take, and this is just purely example from a network perspective, instead of having the Peerless Network as the Cloud PBX product on there, we could put TR, your company's logo, directly onto the platform and white label it, so everybody's utilizing the company's network and Peerless is just providing all the services underneath, really allowing the customers to really, from an enterprise perspective, really brand their service out to their employees.
So if I'm looking at that, I'm able to go white label and I'm able to leverage the muscle you guys are basically offering under the hood, and I don't have to focus on sort of reinventing all that.
That is correct. It's already done. It's really making our network your network. And that's the key thing. We try to build every tool we do. We try to figure out ways to make our customers' lives easier and give them greater control over their service. Because there's nothing worse than sitting and waiting for someone to call you back when you need to make a change to your network. And this really gives them the flexibility, gives our customers the flexibility to go ahead and do that in a real-time basis.
So I understand all this has sort of created some announcements you've made over the last 30 days, including growth in the enterprise area and an initiative in the enterprise area.
That is correct. We recently have hired four new team members to the team to go ahead and support enterprise customers. We're very excited about that. We're continuing to look for additional resources and individuals to join the team on that front. We've also added several sales engineers to the team to help our customers from a technical perspective, because we try to believe everything is possible to meet the customer's needs, and we have a great talent pool to support customers across the board on that front.
I also understand you've entered into a partnership with Intellisys.
Yeah, that is correct. Intellisys, from an agent perspective today, we have just about every major master agent on our network, and we're very excited to have Intellisys join us in the distribution of our Peerless products and services. They're a great company, and we're very excited to have them on board.
So, you know, as we think about the Cloud Communications Alliance companies, the CCA, lots of diverse companies, lots of people in the field, Sturshaken is right there coming down the pike. Do you have any message for that community?
Yeah, I'm happy you asked me that question. The key thing here is really a lot of people are looking at becoming an interconnected VoIP provider, an IPaaS provider. What that means is that they're able to go and get their own numbers and provide their own phone numbers, so they no longer have to buy numbers from Peerless or one of our competitors. If you remember when interconnected VoIP first got started, we partnered with, and it's public knowledge, it's in the filings, with Vonage, and we were really the first company to really prove in that concept. Now that surf shaking is coming and you had to do the attestation, a lot of companies want to go out and get their own numbers. So what we did a couple of years ago is we really formed an alliance with CLA, which is a large accounting firm, to work on helping our customers go ahead and file and do all the regulatory filings and the rest to become really an interconnected or slash IPaaS provider in getting their own numbers. They do all the regulatory stuff. They've been a great partner of Peerless. And then outside of getting your regulatory stuff, you also need to be able to port and manage numbers. And we partnered with our friends over at ATL/porting.com to really help our customers do the porting and what's necessary to port numbers into their network, out of their network. And then the second thing, the third part of that is when you do that as an interconnected VoIP provider, you still need a network provider. It's sort of like a car getting on the highway and off the highway. A call needs to get onto a network and terminate to the destination point. And that's where Peerless comes in. We provide the network. As we talked about before, our very redundant, high-quality network allows those calls to get through and get completed. So they don't have to, the CCA customers don't have to go through the process of hiring all these people, researching what companies to use and the rest. We really, a couple of years ago, put together a total turnkey solution that makes it very easy for them to move forward in the next steps. Now, if they don't want to do that and they want to sit back and have us do it with our phone numbers, we'll work with them and our phone numbers would start shaking. And, you know, with their our numbers and we know what they're being used for, they'll get the AAS station. So it gives them really a flexibility of doing it. And it's really sort of our philosophy has always been for CCA members and the rest of our customers is to really grow with them and allow them for they want to purchase numbers from us and then get their own numbers. It's a smooth transition process all the way through because not one solution fits all. And we've always tried to build this around the company to be flexible. It's already done. Let's just move what we have developed and it's already been completed and allow customers to go ahead and utilize what we have already built.
You know, as we speak, we're sort of at the maybe just at the beginning of the thaw of the end of this pandemic freeze that has been cast over our lives, but we might be entering, a lot of people think, a whole new era for business and lifestyles and the way we work and so on. What does the future hold for Peerless?
You know, we've looked at that very closely. And, you know, when I'm in pandemic, I just would like to back up for a second. Peerless was one of the first to recognize with our global reach that the pandemic was going to hit the U.S. Back over a year ago, we noticed that coming, and we added 12 SBCs to our network, increasing our capacity over 100,000 ports, which allowed us to manage the increase in traffic. I don't think anyone was as prepared as Peerless during that time frame, which really gives us the basis to say, hey, look, no matter what happens, if it's Hurricane Sandy that happened or the pandemic, we were always ready and never had any issues with our network. Now, as we look forward to the future, we're going to continue to build on that. And some of the things we're looking at is really today we're doing a lot of voice. In the near future, we're going to be looking at offering a wide range of data services for our customers too, because we're now going to be living in a hybrid situation where a couple days a week people will be working from home, a couple days a week people will be back in the office here at Peerless. Our folks are coming back a couple days a week back into the office, working on these projects and these initiatives we have. And the key thing with it is with data services and that, and also with our apps for mobile phones, we're really allowing people to be connected no matter where they're at, either home, domestically, and as travel opens up again throughout Europe and the rest, people will still be able to communicate and utilize the technologies we built to really make what we consider making the world local, right? No matter where you're at, you should be reached on your phone number and calling back without excessive charges and doing it in a very cost-effective way. That's what we're looking forward to in the future. And I think there's these products that will be hopefully announced in the June-July timeframe will really once again be a disruptor in the marketplace.
In thinking about the customers you serve, the enterprise, but also the people in the channel and so on, what can they be looking forward to in partnering with you?
Well, I think the key thing is really we're part of their team, right? We really believe, and then this is key, and very few people ever, companies ever say this. Once you take cost out of the equation, it all comes down to service, right? You need a high quality service provider, because if you have trouble tickets coming in or they got to answer the calls, that's lost revenue, right? So what we really look at is really partnering with our customers, working with our customers to find the right solutions, because we have it built. It's just maybe making a slight change here or there, but really giving outstanding service, because once you take the price out of the equation, it all comes down to service, and that's what we pride ourselves on.
Well, Rick, where can we learn more?
Doug, once again, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. You can learn more at peerlessnetwork.com, and or you can give us a buzz at 312-506-0920, and we'll be able to help you.
Rick, I know we're going to be talking again soon about what's going on at Peerless, but for now, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Doug.